This series of commentaries has the general title, Uncommon Mysteries, and it occurred to me it might be amusing to turn the idea around and look at uncommon authors of mysteries. These are people whose day jobs, so to speak, have nothing to do with whodunits, people who became quite well known for another line of work. Academics have always shown great interest in mysteries. Literature scholars such as the feminist Carolyn Heilbrunn, the literary historian J.I.M. Stewart, and the Shakespearean Alfred Harbage have all written mysteries using pseudonyms. Heilbrunn was Amanda Cross, Stewart wrote as Michael Innes, and Harbage used as his pseudonym the name of the Elizabethan playwright Thomas Kidd. Of course, some academics, like Dorothy Sayers, got so good at it that they became primarily known for their mysteries. Many people who've enjoyed her Peter Wimsey books aren't even aware that she was a medievalist and a translator of Dante. The physicist C.P. Snow was probably better known for his novels than for his academic work as a scientist. And he wrote a mystery, Death Under Sail, to begin his literary career in 1932, and another, A Coat of Varnish, to end it in 1979. But writers of serious novels have often dabbled in mystery over the years. Charles Dickens has The Mystery of Edwin Drood, and William Faulkner not only wrote a mystery novel, Intruder in the Dusk, but also short stories collected as Knight's Gambit that feature a country lawyer as detective. The Mexican writer Paco Ignacio Taibo has written a number of mysteries, and the Peruvian writer Mario Vargas Llosa, who won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 2010, has also written one. Mysteries written by people who don't ordinarily practice the genre are likely to be curiosities rather than masterpieces. The one mystery written by the author of Winnie the Pooh, A.A. Milne, is an example. The Red House mystery, though pleasantly written, is disappointingly predictable, and though Milne breaks one of the most reasonable of the rules of fair play when he includes twins in the plot without telling us about them, the solution can still be guessed very early in the book. More successful is the mystery written by T.H. White, the author of the fantasy treatment of the Arthurian legend, The Once and Future King. White uses a little bit of Jane Austen in setting his book, Darkness at Pemberley, in the country house of the descendants of Fitzwilliam Darcy. And the book is an entertaining combination of detective story and thriller with an almost unstoppable villain with a sinister name of Maleverer. The stripper, Gypsy Rose Lee, wrote a mystery called The G-String Murders in 1941, although she may have had a little ghostwriting help from Craig Rice, she probably did most of it herself. A lot of sports celebrities, such as tennis players Ilie Nastase and Martina Navratilova, pitcher Tom Seaver, and soccer star Pele, have published mysteries under their names, but all were ghost-written. One notable athlete writes his own mysteries, however. Jockey Dick Francis has made a great deal more hay writing his horsey mystery tales than he ever did on the track.